Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Boys night this weekend. You down? All right. You always have the best gifts.
Yo, dude, still on for golf tomorrow at 9? Oh, I'm at 9:30. Is that so cool?
Do you only just like messages? My dog of 12 years is dying.
Screw you!
Hey man, trying to get some people together for a game night tonight. You in? Okay, it's been 2 hours. Need to know if you're coming or not.
Oh, Instagram, what's up,
dude? I know you don't have your phone. Restaurant? I didn't know how to spell it. Okay, it's quick. It's convenient. Convenient.
Hey buddy, it's Dad. Love you, man. Just out, I think me and your mom are gonna run by our favorite spot. We're getting BJ's. Not like that. Siri, back it up. Back it up.
Honorable mentions from texters. Hey, I'm a get in and get out type of guy. Don't text me. So what you up to? I don't respond. Katie? Won't respond. Give me a quick call? Maybe an email. Don't email me, but that's my thing. You a texter?
Yeah, I like texting. I do it. I have unlimited texting, which is fun. You have unlimited texting?
Yes.
It's great to have.
Thank goodness. That 200 a day was 200 a month was tricky.
I remember the day I got unlimited texting. I think what I was doing with the cell phone that day is what inspired the Amber Alert. I think they were like, "Wow, we can really send text pretty quick. Yeah. We should utilize this for children."
This amazing. Yeah. You were hired to do. It's not an automated system. It's just your thumbs. It's faster.
It's just me in 2008.
Ooh, I first got unlimited with those Blackberries, those little buttons.
Yeah.
My little puberty fingers moved like lightning on those.
I love that scroll wheel right in the middle.
Bring that back. We're back with Correct Opinions. Let us know what we missed as far as the texters, and we got a great episode. So subscribe, comment, all that good stuff, and thanks for coming on back. Recties unite!
Hey.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
We are back with another episode, and we are back on tour. TreyKennedy.com/tour. I will be there. Jake will be there. And we have
some of you guys will be there.
8 shows left.
8
on the tour. Last time you can see this show live in person, that we're shooting the special in Chicago. That first show sold out. Don't sleep. Get your tickets. How do you? 2 weeks, and it's time to stop telling those jokes and move on. How does that feel?
It's kind of fun because I think we've got our money's worth. I mean, I haven't counted, but I bet we're at 90 something, between 80 and 100.
100 plus.
Okay.
The tour, but then we were doing all those clubs beforehand.
Oh, sure. I always forget to think about that. Yeah. Either way, we've got our money's worth with these jokes. We've said them a lot, and I think it'll be fun to kind of start from scratch again. We'll film it, we'll post it, and then we'll start over.
I've gotten to feel like what my dad felt like, you know, because he says the same joke 100 plus times. And I never thought I'd do that this early, but I did it.
Yeah, we need to start filming our dads. Or anyone in your life who kind of has the same go-to jokes, film them. Post it to YouTube and say, like, my friend Bethany's comedy special, and then see if she tries to say the same joke.
Dad, you can't keep saying this joke. It's already on YouTube.
People are seeing it.
New material.
Yeah, you can't just, you're not, you know, George Strait. You can't just keep performing the same old songs. You got to come with new stuff, Dad.
You do. So having told the same jokes for so long, and like some of them are, it's always fun to tell them, right? Especially your favorite ones. You're like, mm-hmm. oh, people love this. But at some point, you're ready to, I mean, don't you think Kenny Chesney is out there like, I don't want to play this Making Out in the Sun again, or whatever his songs are.
I think about that with One Hit Wonders. That especially sucks. Because as a performer, you know that everyone else is only there to hear like, whatever your song, Afternoon Delight. But you're like, I know they got to sit here for 45 minutes, other songs they never heard.
Yeah. Ray J, that poor guy.
Yeah. Play Sexy Can I. We will.
One Wish. Oh, Sexy Can I, sorry. A One Wish, was that him?
Two Hit Wonder, sure. I don't even know what song you're talking about.
If I had one wish, we'd be bad. I don't think that was Ray J, actually. Sexy Can I, fire song. And you know, and he goes anywhere. We're putting out new music, Sexy Can I. Get sexy.
Or think about Vanilla Ice. That dude tried to be a rapper for so long. And they're like, Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby.
Let us sing along with you. He's probably regretting putting his name in the...
Gotta get old.
Ice. A lot of ice. Yeah, at least we are multiple hit wonders. Or at least we're going to try to
We're doing it way better than Garth Brooks. That's got to get old. His life's boring. Ours is more fun.
Staples Center sold out four nights in a row. Gross.
Friends in Low Places, we get it. That's got to be getting old. It doesn't, though. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Are you a big country concert guy?
Not country concert. Last week, I made an Instagram story where I needed the song You and Me Fishing in the Dark. I needed that in the background of my story. So I played that in my car. And then from there, Spotify then continues to play Fishing in the Dark radio. Let her play the rest of the day. Kind of enjoyed it.
It's that time of year.
So that's where I'm at with country music. It's like once every 2 to 3 months, it's like, yeah, let's have at it. Yeah, just for a day.
It warms up a little bit. You get outside. Mm-hmm. You put on that country radio.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
What song did I really like? It's borderline country. It was 1910 or something in the town that I grew up in. I hadn't heard that one since I was 9. I loved it.
That was pretty. You kind of hit that.
Well, sure. That's me.
I vaguely know what you're talking about. And we wishing I was neat, but toes in the sand, got a blue.
No, I don't think so. Do you need me to sing it perfectly again?
Mm-hmm.
It was 1970 something in the town that I grew up in. I think that's the chorus. Oh, Derek's got it.
Black Trans Ams. Red Dirt Road.
Let me freaking find this song.
I went to a two-stepping country place.
Mark Willis, though. That's a one-hit wonder. I've never heard
Mark
of that guy.
Mark Willis. You're making stuff up. This is your buddy from
I'm going to click on Stratford. This. I'm only going to play it for a second so we don't get copyright strike. Let me just go.
I know this. I know it. It's country season, y'all. Send us your country music.
Oh, wait. I'm not plugged in. Whatever. I'll just hold this up to the...
Yeah. High tech here in the studio.
Woo! That I grew up in the world that I grew up in. So I had one word wrong.
Like Sam's.
Yeah.
You're nailed. We're going to get copyright stricken if you keep singing
the way I sing it.
Yeah. They're like, that's the actual recording.
This is a perfect cover. Yeah.
That is so excellent.
Was that fun for you guys to listen to?
Yeah. What a start. It's country music time.
I'll come.
Why were we talking about what even us to that point?
Sing you guys a new one. Comedy compared to music, one hit wonders. We got to have new stuff.
Speaking of countries.
Speaking of, yes.
Russia's scaring me.
Really? In what way?
Don't like their food.
Their volleyball team. Mm. Yeah, I'm worried about the next Olympics.
The World Cup.
Yep.
Their team was looking pretty scary. Well, they're not allowed to compete.
Well, the Russian Olympic Committee is what's scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got some athletes and they got some drugs.
Let's do that with like what we did at the Olympics. Russia cheated and they're like, well, that's... We don't know who they are, but Russian Olympic Committee is here to... Maybe we like attack them and they're like, United States, we're coming for you. Like that.
Whoa.
That was the
Republic of the United
places.
States. Yes. Northern America country.
Those are the friends of the states.
Between Canada and Mexico and Republic. That
we
was
agree.
Them.
We'd be upset about that too.
No, I hear you.
And then they're trapped. Like, who is this? Where is this country at?
I think what we do is we say, yeah, sorry, Russia, look, I'm sorry. As a country of people who identify as an empath, I am sorry. Mm-hmm. I feel that. I hear that. We empathize with you. Gosh, that sucks. Yeah.
Where's that Putin's mom girl? Has she talked to him recently?
Yeah. Give him a spanking.
Have we tried just like, let's talk this out. Let's empathize.
Talking it out would be good. Texting it out would sometimes be good for non-confrontational people.
Mm-hmm. Can you take some time, process that? Maybe Vladimir, he's like, I'm external processor, yeah. So I need to talk it out. Was that a good Russian impression?
No, that was good. That was as good as my country music voice. That was great. Putin may be like one of my ex-girlfriends where, you know, you try to talk it out and you say, I feel like something's wrong. And they say, no, we're fine. And you say, I feel like something, like, no, this is just, I'm just one of those days. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And then the second you leave, you say, okay, great, I'll trust you. And then you're on the ride back home, and they text you, and then they say, so everything isn't okay. And you say, huh.
Well, the gas is expensive now. Yeah, I drove away.
I already gave you about 6 chances to tell me.
Yeah, so now I'm joining NATO.
And that's what I did. It was 1990-something.
World that I grew up in, nuclear warfare. Sweet tea and your golden hair. Remix. Mark Willis.
Mark, I hope you're listening. I know he used to listen. I don't know if he still does.
So I have podcast is still going every week, but I just got back from Italia.
Yeah. Yeah. You've been in Italy for about, what is it, 24, 25 days? How was that?
Yes. Dude, that was my max for sure. Was it a little over a week? Get me back to the land of fried food and freedom.
And red dirt.
I had to, the day before we had our overseas flight was the day they were like, first, no more masks. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how does any of this work? I remember reading an article, they're like, some woman in Florida said, nah, I disagree with the mask thing. And I was like, oh, well, I guess good for her. And then the next day they're like, yeah, no one has to wear a mask anywhere anymore because she spoke up.
Huh.
She was a judge in Florida. I don't know how any of... Why? Because so someone from some state at one point could be like, you actually can't do any of that. I think it's more complicated than that, but...
For 30 years, I've been confused on what a judge does. Because as a kid, you know, you see the judge and they have the gavel and they say guilty. And so you think a judge decides that. And then you get older and you're like, oh, there's a jury for that.
I think it's kind of like, you know how like the Masters has like the 80-year-olds who won it in like the 40s with like wooden sticks come and
yes,
they get to play.
Yeah.
But that's what I thought judges were. Like they're in the room. They look cool. They've just, I mean, he's 90. He's been doing it a long time. He's earned it.
He gets to sit higher than everyone
else. And
he'll
just hit it every now and then and be like, watch it. That's what I thought. But yeah. I think they have a lot of power.
No, I like that. I think it is an old man and he's literally just there to judge people. He doesn't have a say. He's just like, I wouldn't have done that when I was your age. He's just really judgmental.
Oh, what do we got here? A little DUI, is it? Well, are you going to church? No, you're not. Well,
all that time on that cell phone.
All the time on that phone. Oh, you were while driving too. Good.
That's great. My goodness. Well, I hope Dorothy doesn't hear about this. Not going to like that.
Dude, I went, I took business law in college, not to brag.
Same.
And for extra credit... The professor was also the local judge of the college town.
Dude, my business law professor also wasn't a professor either.
Which, okay, well, all of it seemed, I was like, oh, so did, because she's a professor, they're like, be the judge or vice versa? I didn't know. I wasn't learning. But yeah. For extra credit, like, go sit in on a court case, which I highly recommend anyone to do. It was the afternoon of my life. I sit down and this... like, you know, disheveled looking man is, you know, on one side, I learned a lot. He's on the left and they're on the right. And this young girl with like, appears to be maybe her parent is on the other side.
Okay.
And the court case brought, they both were Applebee's employees. And he had, quote, popped me on the behind with his belt. And he, like, his testimony was like, I mean, the judge was a woman. The professor was a woman. So he's like, I mean, we were just, you know, we kind of flirting this and that. And I walked by and, she was leaning over into the ice machine. I just popped a one. And he was like laughing. And the judge like roasted him. She's like, for you not only to do that to a woman, a young girl, but also to come up here and brazenly say you copter. Yeah, guilty, max punishment. And I, you know, felt for the young lady. That's not okay. But it was really funny. This guy, I mean, it's like, dude, try to get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I thought we were friends, and it was very light. He was like, man, I saw what I saw, and I had to pop that thing.
I did what I did.
Baby back ribs, man. She's like, yeah, you are arrested.
Yeah.
This poor girl was trying to work at Applebee's in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
He's like, I gave her my own little sizzler right on the hind end.
You know, she's like, this doesn't happen at Chili's. Respectful over there.
Yeah.
And the other one was, I saw two of them. The other one, this woman said she was up in there trying her own kind of defense. Like, she got a speeding ticket. And, of course, there's just like the district attorney there. Not okay. District attorney, but a local
attorney
that just, he represents, you know, the city.
Okay.
And so she's sitting there. She's like, so I was told I was speeding. And the policeman, he comes up and he says, I didn't get you on my speedometer, but I was tracking you where, you know, I saw, I was going, you know, 5 over, and I was going the same speed as you. So that's how police do it. That's how they do it when they're driving, right? That makes sense, right? And she's like, well, let me tell you something. I saw the policeman. He did not have a speedometer. He was not following me close enough to do that. And I was looking at my dash and I was going the speed limit. And I saw him, da da da. And the attorney stands up and goes, so ma'am, you say you were looking in your rear view to see where the police was, and you were looking at your dash? She goes, yes. He's like, how can you look two places at once? And she went, I mean, she folded under the pressure. And he just goes, no further, Your Honor. And I was like,
whoa.
That was a mic drop, dude. And I was great. I had a great time. I had so much fun, I went and got arrested so I could be a part of it.
That is fun. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you go to a play and you're like, I wonder if I could do that.
Yeah.
You sure did.
I went to Applebee's asking people to spank me. They took me in. Wouldn't do it. Of course, he was fired.
Yeah, Applebee's, no.
There goes my Fridays.
The men at the railroad tracks had no problem. I didn't even really ask them, per se, and they were already doing it.
Get off the tracks. I'm like, why? You're not supposed to be there. Am I being bad?
Ooh, look, there's a penny. I'm going to bend over.
Oh, it's the one I said earlier. It's flattened it. No, it's not flat.
Guys, me to court.
I'm so bad.
Oh, man.
Business law, shout out. Made a B there.
Yeah.
For biscuits. That's dumb. I take it back.
My business law professor was, an adjunct professor. He was actually like a...
No kidding.
Real estate attorney or something.
What does that mean?
Nothing. I think they even do less than a judge does. And then... Anyway, probably 3 years after college, he hired me. He was putting on, this guy does a lot of stuff. He was putting on this big high school basketball tournament, and he wanted it to be fun. He hired me to MC it and like do games and giveaways and be on the mic during timeouts, all this stuff. And to this day, I've never been paid for that. So,
A little past due. The irony
of my, my attorney friend owes me a couple grand. So
rotten people, they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good old attorney. Good at arguing? You should be a lawyer. What are you going to tell your kids? We talked about this, I think, on the pod. When if you're a kid who liked to argue, or you were good at 9 times 8, they're like, engineer, lawyer.
Yeah, you should build a bridge. You know your multiplication.
Why don't my parents tell me, when I was writing my little stories and sketching little funny photos, why weren't they like, we've got a social media star in our household.
You should be an influencer, little boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast, but my dad, this is a true story, when he was in high school, took like a career clusters test of like what he should be doing. And this shows a little bit of where my dad came from. He took the test and it said that he should be a rodeo clown.
Okay.
That is what most closely...
You're brave. You don't have any other skills.
Really, that's it. You're brave and free on the weekends.
Yeah.
Should be a rodeo clown. That's what it told my dad.
So is that what he does? I'm not sure I know what your dad does.
He tried. He couldn't get in, actually. Hmm. Harder than you think. So he just does it on the side for free. He doesn't get paid.
Smart.
Yeah, it's kind of a hustle for him.
Real estate attorney runs that. Yeah. I promise I'll pay you one day. Been gorged a few times.
Yeah, but he loves it.
Did y'all go to rodeos growing up?
No, I don't remember necessarily going to a lot. My dad was like in rodeos as a kid. He would like ride, you know, cows and baby bulls and stuff like that.
Cows?
Yeah.
That's a rodeo? You just kind of hop on it and it stands there?
When you're a kid, I think. They have you ride like cows and like little cows, I think. I don't know. But do you remember taking one of those tests? What were you told to be?
I don't think I did. I think those, like kind of the personality tests, it'll just be like, I feel like the test doesn't help because it just asks you I don't know the answer to these questions. Like, answer all these questions and we'll tell you what it should be. And then it's like, do you like to do accounting?
Yeah.
Like, or it's like, no. It's like, you answer no to all of these. Do you not want to do anything? Like, yeah.
Yeah. It'll like ask you questions of experiences you haven't had yet. Of like, do you feel like you would like your boss to give you deadlines ahead of time? Or something like, I don't know. I'm 17. I don't know what I want out of a boss.
I mean, when my mommy told me what to do, I didn't like that.
It's like at the fireworks stand, we just kind of set our own prices. It's all cash. So yeah. I like that.
I mean, think about what your friend, we're 30, right?
We are.
I'm almost there. Think about what our friends are doing now in more of the corporate world. Like they've jumped and crossed around. Like I don't think we should be telling 18-year-olds, like, you better decide, is it accounting or is it?
Yeah,
you know,
what's it gonna be?
Project management. Let me just get in here and see what's going on. I don't know.
Exactly. I think that's why, because there's this big debate now of like, is college even worth it? Because in other countries, they're deciding at 16 what they want to do, and then they go to a specialized college. That's like, wow, that does sound great for the 2% of kids who know what they want to do when they're 16. Mm-hmm. But college is such a great buffer to like figure it out or make friends. That's fun.
That's always fun.
Yeah. But because there's not many people who grow up and are told, you should go into mortgage lending. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of people who do mortgage lending. Right. So you got to find a place.
I tell you, the worst kids are the ones who are 18 and they're like, yep, I don't know. But it came to me and I have a huge, huge passion for contracting. Just like, no, you don't.
I don't know. It just seems like, yeah. And there's a lot of.
Accounting, I don't know, I love it. Numbers, you know, it makes sense, I love it. I'm like, okay.
So many of those personality tests would ask, or like career cluster tests, were like, do you like numbers? And I would hit, you know, sure, strongly agree. And like, accountant.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Is that my only number?
Eights or higher.
Yeah. My number, like, career I can have. Okay. Better than being a train conductor, which is what I thought engineering was. So it's like, let's do accounting.
By the way, trains, a lot of fun. I wish we had more trains popping around here, because anyone's been to Europe, you ride the trains, and it's just, if we had the ability to, because over there, it's so easy to go anywhere like 3 or 4 hours away by train, you just hit that on the weekend, no problem. Huh. Very comfortable, right? Like, what if we're like, hey, what's up?
What's not up, much.
Little Rock, Arkansas?
Hey.
See you in a few.
Yeah.
We hopped on a train. Have a heck of a weekend.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that, and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What from your train experience, do they still say all aboard? Because when I was a kid, I thought they did.
No.
All aboard? None of that, huh?
Sadly, no.
What do they say? They say last call? They say batter up? What do they say to let you know it's almost time?
Move it!
Okay. In Italian.
In Italian.
Yeah, of course.
Which is, I believe, Arripaporta!
That would make me get on a train.
They have a certain cadence.
Yeah.
Very
That's
nice.
Great. I do want to hear about your Italy trip. I purposely didn't ask you for the last 3 hours we spent together before this because I figured I'd hear about it on the podcast. So indulge me. What happened in Italy?
Probably the coolest thing that happened in Italy is a YouTube subscriber from Bulgaria said hello.
Okay.
Bulgaria.
Sweet. Where is Bulgaria?
Who cares? I don't. But it's somewhere. It's Europe.
Okay.
It's Europe, right?
I knew that.
Okay, yes. But thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so you got recognized in Europe.
Then a few Americans, but shout out Bulgaria. Thanks for watching the YouTube videos. But we had a great time. Katie and I, we went all around, went to down by the coast, which it's funny. I didn't even know. We go down to Amalfi Coast, which, you know, is very famous.
Yeah.
And I was blown. I thought it was just like a few cute colored houses by like the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this, I mean, you're on a cliffside.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
They just built a ton of homes.
I was like, oh, cool.
On a cliff.
I was like, Katie, you knew it was like this? She's like, yes. What do you, we've been planning this. I'm like, wow, cool.
Huh.
I mean, it's just a very, almost everyone there was American. It just feels like Italy got together and like, Americans will like this. They just carved this cool town in the side of a mountain and just hiked the prices up. Genius.
Do people live there or is it just everything's an Airbnb? Okay.
I think the people running all the operations there.
Gotcha.
It's the only people that live there probably.
Gotcha. Wow.
I'm off. Great time.
That's cool. We got
what's amazing. We're so, because in America, we have all the options in the world for food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how, because I did another long trip to Israel years back. It's Mediterranean food. And after like a week of that, I mean, people in certain countries, they eat the same thing. Like Italians, they eat pasta every day.
Wow.
Which to most people is like, that's awesome. But trust me, when you've had pasta for, and I made a point to do it. I had pasta for 26 straight meals.
Good.
Or for breakfast once or twice. And by the end of it, I was like, okay, surely y'all want to mix this up at some point.
Yeah, I felt so bad for you in the group text when you're like, all right, guys, I'm going to try to find something that's not, just authentic Italian pasta. It's like,
man, that's what we...
Poor guy.
Oh, yeah. So annoying. Guys, please, I know this is annoying, but like, trust me, there's such a thing as too much pasta. Oh, I can't get the sea salt out of my hair. But we did find a sushi spot.
Good job.
That. Was very good. Good for them.
It was
definitely run by Italian people, but they figured it out.
Good deal. So you eat a lot of Italian food, drink a lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just generally enjoyed ourselves.
Right. What do you like do in a day? Like what would you guys do like for 10 days in Italy? Like what happened?
No, I'm kidding. We stayed in three different places, three nights each. Nights. So that kept it nice. So a couple of those days were pretty travel-y, just
okay.
A couple trains down to the next spot.
Okay.
And then otherwise, we kind of did one or two chill days where like, we're just not doing anything today. We hung around, like slept in, had nice food, just read books, chilled by the pool. A couple of those days. And then nobody have 5 or 6 days remaining. We did one boat day.
Boat day.
Which was cool. And then the rest days were... just pop around a different, just checking it out.
Cool. What's can we go back to the train thing? What happens on a train? Like, is it fancy? Is it like
not fancy, but it's just think of your airplane was like twice as comfortable. So the seats are it's like everything's first class on an airplane. So they're pretty wide, they're comfortable.
Good.
It's moving very smoothly, comfortably. There's outlets on some of the nicer trains. We're still we took. One train, which was bare bones, they don't like wait on do anything for you, was like, $10. But then a little bit nicer one where it was like a couple hours long and like $40. They come by and they're like, we have sandwiches, we have meals,
fun,
complimentary with the ticket. So we thought I smart. We had a couple hours kind of during lunch, so I bought a little nicer ticket, lunch included. Got a little coffee, a little sandwich.
That sounds nice. I want to ride a train.
I was fired up.
Yeah.
I was fired up for the train.
Yeah.
I get way too fired up because I have all these points from, you know, booking all the tour expenses. Mm-hmm. So bumped up to that, not the full, like on an overseas flight, there's kind of like a mini first class. Not like the crazy one, but there's one in between where they're like, it's like a little nicer.
Like business first class or something. Yeah.
And I mean, I was excited for that as excited for that as anything we did. I was like, this is good. 8 hours of this?
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
That's fun.
And so, you know, I could recline instead of like 2 inches, like six.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
My screen was about 3 inches bigger.
Okay. Cool.
A little water bottle when I sat down, already there.
Free of charge. Okay.
They served me one drink. Didn't have to pay for it. And then a couple hours later, I was like, oh, another glass of wine. So I pressed the call button one time, two times, three times. I'm pressing Katie's button. There's a vacant seat next to me. I pressed that one. Never waited on me. So I walked up to see them, nowhere to be found. And I saw the drinks right there. So I just grabbed a couple of them. So it was nice.
Waited on yourself.
The service
nice
was nice and not worth it. None of it. Yeah. I mean, I looked back because literally the couple rows behind us was like just coach. And I'm like, I really don't have it any better than you guys. Those people up there are literally like laying down in a queen bed.
It's like we just have like a baby curtain.
Either go that. I have the worst thing on the plane where this isn't worth it, and it was more. Either do that or you just tough it out.
I remember we flew because of an error. We flew, what was it, Alaska? We flew first class to a show this year on like Alaskan Airlines.
You did.
Wait, did you not?
Nope.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Wow, dude. Rubbing it.
I forgot.
I'll never forget. It was like 7 a.m. I'm walking past me and Katie. I'm like, come on, Katie. And I walk past Jake, Alan, Lucas, tour manager Tom, just posted up in first class. I'm like, excuse me, Jake, I got to get back to 32C. And I was just...
I forgot you did
it. I didn't say anything. I was like, maybe they walked up and they're, you know... That's happened to me like once out of 100 times. Like, hey, first class if you want it. Maybe it was like not
wow.
very full. Like,
every
I don't care.
Single one of the people I know on this plane were handed first class tickets.
Right. I finally got the courage like a day later, asked like, what was up with that? And Alan's like, I don't know. I just had first class. I sat down. And I was like, But that was pretty funny.
I was pretty sure I knew what happened as soon as I was assigned a first
really?
Class ticket.
Oh, really? You were tracking?
Yeah. So that's too
Might
bad.
Might not have been booked on time. Only thing left was nice seats for Jake.
Yeah, which I think I was also in that sweet spot or the unsweet spot of like this probably cost more money and for what? I remember my armrest being thicker. It's like, we can both fit on the armrest.
Another from a professional traveler. If you've ever been on like a flight and it's like upgrade to first class for $50, that happened to me once. I was like,
whoa,
like a 3 hour flight. And it's that when they do that, it's because you're one of those planes that are tiny and cheap and your first class seat. It's probably worse than just like the updated coach seats on all the other regular plane. That happened to me once.
And it that really felt worse.
It wasn't that bad because we were on like a cheap Alaskan flight. So y'all's, you just had like 3 more inches. It really wasn't.
Yeah.
But, and I didn't care because that's another thing I've learned too. When I'm with Katie, especially, it's like you're next to someone you're okay like touching.
Totally
you know?
Fine.
Yeah. The value of first class is like, I know I'm not about to sit next to, but when you're first class, I'm like, this was not worth it.
Yeah. I get it.
So, see you later, Amex points.
But you did Italy. Mm-hmm. Big vacation.
It was easier to steal the wine. I will say that. So
that's why
that's
you
what you want to
sit
do.
First class.
Not stealing. It was complimentary.
Yeah. Good for you.
Whenever you tell me this, when you come back into the country, border whatever, I like to think I'm a pretty calm, collected guy. I've never handled that well. You go in there and some guy's like, so what were you out here doing? I'm like, vacation with her.
The wine was complimentary.
He's like,
I thought I could have it.
He says, you're bringing any alcohol in here with you? And I stole two little bottles. Mm-hmm. I paid for it though. And we drank one and I was like, I mean, I ain't gonna waste this. So I put it in my backpack. And I'm there in my backpack, U.S. Border Patrol. He's like, you bringing alcohol with you? I'm like, no. And he just goes, all right, welcome back to America. Take it. Like, so I got to be honest. I was on Air France. There was a language barrier and we had to wear masks and I couldn't, they wouldn't serve me. And so I stole a little Like, hand it to him.
Sir. Yeah. You're just a nervous wreck. Could not have answered the questions more, like, suspiciously. Yeah. And he's like, awesome. Well, thanks for being here. Welcome back.
I stole a little bottle of... He's like, you are not allowed in the country. Why? Because you are a loser.
Because you're a freaking dork.
But the day before overseas flight, masks were done.
Yeah.
Didn't have to wear it. It was amazing. But we were Air France the way back, and their policy, because it's French, was mask on. So that was a real... Nothing's more when you see the, like, oh, and they're like, put it back on. That was tough. 8 hours. Because I was fired up because we had a, like, it was like Italy to Paris. Matt, I was like, I know we gotta wear masks. We're still in Europe. They're still doing it. It's fine. But I can't wait that American flight back home.
Oh,
8 hours. Yeah,
international waters.
I've been wearing masks. Which it didn't really bother me, but you know, it was like fully masked in Italy still, right? Mm-hmm. So like, get me back to that long flight, comfortable, no mask, and then. It occurred to me, oh, this is a French flight, I guess.
Dang.
So
it is crazy how excited I get right now. Like, I'm thinking, like, yeah, we're going out this week. We're traveling.
It's a weird
feeling. I don't have to wear a mask in the airport.
Remember the very first time we took the masks off after, like, 6 months?
Yeah.
And then we had to put them back on.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go into places and be like, whoa.
Dude.
Is that so cool? That's what... It's also amazing how many... I mean, I'd say a third of the people on flights are still wearing them.
Third?
A lot. Maybe half.
Okay. Do some...
Depends where you're going, I guess.
Yeah. But, cool.
Cool, there it is.
Cool, fun. Italy. Ciao.
So, while I was gone, I realized Elon Musk now owns Twitter.
Yeah, so...
Do you like that?
I don't know. I guess we'll see. I feel like Elon owning Twitter is probably going to be a lot like a politician being voted into office, where they say they're going to do a lot of things, and it's like, well, you can't just, like, make... decisions like this,
yeah,
like that quickly, you know. So who knows what will actually happen. I don't know. I don't get that worried about change. I doubt that much is going to be different.
It's kind of it's interesting because Twitter is like probably the lowest on our totem pole in terms of like
for what we do. Yeah,
it would be really interesting. Like, what if like Elon's like, I own Instagram now. Wouldn't you be nervous?
Then,
be like,
yeah, you're right.
Well, that's okay. Pretty important. Yeah. So let's do a good job.
That is a good point.
To all the Twitter guys out there, it's... I think everyone's generally excited about it, but... I know, his whole thing is just... He's like, I'm going to let people post on here whatever they want, which starts to get... I get it, right? But then it's like, you got Facebook groups of terrorists.
What and about it's like, the maybe Nazis?
Should they not... Should they be on here? He's like retweeting them. Hey, I disagree with this.
But I have to let him... I have to let him say it.
So...
Yeah.
Here's more information if you'd like.
Yeah, that's a good point. If it was a platform that we cared about, it'd be a little scarier. But I think because it's like, well, that's just where I get my news.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, you know, when the Chiefs make a draft pick, that's where I go to see if he's good or not. That's all I use it for.
Yeah.
So, not too concerned.
Are you going to care for the creators, Elon?
Yeah, we'll see, I guess. Yeah.
I know. I learned a lot, too, because, you know, I guess when you're just that rich and powerful, you can just be like, hey, I'm offering you a price that doesn't even make sense, so you kind of have to accept it. And they're like, I guess it's not our company now.
Yeah.
Like, that would suck. Imagine, like, the guy running the company, Jack Dorsey, I think he made, like, $1 billion for he's fine, but I guess they initially tried to, like, stop it, and he's just like, this is worth 1.5 times what it's actually worth, so it's not really up to you anymore.
That'd be funny if he gets like backed into a corner. It's like, yeah, I mean, he's offering this much money, and I mean, we know you drive a Tesla, so what are you gonna say? You don't like the guy?
Yeah,
that's a bad look. You have to accept the offer. You drive a Tesla, dude.
Yeah,
he's like, look, I don't know. I just
can I give me another Tesla? They're very backed up right now.
Yeah, can I get one now?
Yeah. So that's kind of fascinating and kind of scary. That props to him. I guess he's in a position where he can buy most of what he wants.
I feel
that's
like
also the only social media he can really buy like that, right? Because all the other social, the ones you know of, like, he can't. Instagram's worth what, however many?
Yeah, I mean, probably at least
hundreds of billions,
double, triple what Twitter's worth. Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, it's interesting. Also, part of me is like, I think the only concern I have is like, aren't you busy? Like, don't you have some stuff going on?
That's what starts to get interesting.
Like, the Hyperloop and the whole, like, SpaceX,
like,
you know,
sorry,
the inhabiting
edit,
Mars.
The edit button's coming soon. I just have to, I'm trying to buy Mars. So give me a couple weeks on that.
I am stressed about, yeah. Just,
yeah.
Ugh. I'm trying to send people from New York to LA in a little tube in 30 minutes. Right. And I'm trying to figure out how to quote tweet.
Yeah. Trying to get Putin on Twitter. I know it's part of our policy now. But also trying to talk him off a ledge.
Yeah.
He tweeted, "Woke up angry." So we got to let that ride, but
yeah. That's what you got to do.
So yeah, we'll see how that goes with old Twitter. He's been killing it on tweet. I feel like since he bought it, he's like, I'm going to tweet some funny stuff.
Yeah.
It is people like that. It's kind of it's a more likable version of kind of the Trump model where it's like, oh, you expect this prominent person to like really be a gentleman, and he's just saying like so what, like Bill Gates, he like posted like a convo with Bill Gates where he's like, are you still shorting my Tesla? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, screw you, Bill Gates, and like posted it. You're like, this is hilarious.
It is wild to live in a time where someone is like exposed, like sharing screenshots with Bill Gates. Yeah. It's like, is this okay? This seems just like above my level. Like there should be a separate website where people with $1 billion get to like communicate with
yeah,
each other.
It's just nice. It's just refreshing when you see the, like the richest guy in the world who's like gets a little ticked off at his buddy who's, you know, they're having a disagreement. You're like, yeah, that's refreshing.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Here's something. About 30 minutes ago, I Googled the name of that guy who wrote 1970-something, and I've just been staring at him for
Mark
30
Willis?
Minutes. Yeah, it turns out it's Mark Wills, and this is what I've been staring at
Mark
for 30
Wills.
Minutes. Got a few different looks, but that's him.
That's so, him?
That's Mark Wills. It's actually
Steven Seagal.
Really hard to find him online.
Oh, it's interesting. It's like the pride of Belton, Missouri we were talking about. Yeah. We were just talking through video, writing video stuff, and maybe another small town video. Our small town people,
mm-hmm. Lewisburg,
and
Kansas.
One of our favorite small town things is, especially 10 years ago, if you won any of the singing contests, you're getting your name on the water tower.
Your town was so proud of you. Yeah,
and also 99% of the people who won those contests now work at Lowe's.
Yeah, they're mortgage lenders.
Low rates.
low. Yeah, and so I was like, dude, there's this one when I go back home, I pass by this town that their entire water tower is just decorated with this guy I've never heard of, and his name is perfect. His name is Tate Stevens, which is like, that just sounds like a singer.
That does.
We're the home of Tate Stevens. Yeehaw.
Or someone will be like, home of, you know, Wayne Smith. He was the sixth man on the 84 D2 National Championship or, you know. Like, okay.
We are so proud of him. Yeah.
Where's our plaques? Yeah. Host of the Correct Opinions podcast.
Yeah.
You got to be getting close to a water tower, man. I mean, if your YouTube special can pop a little bit, we'll get you a sign.
Yeah, what do you think is kind of the hierarchy? Because, like, is water tower as good as it gets? I mean, water tower has got to be the top.
That is the top of the top. Yeah,
it's
I started a little bold. I'm thinking...
like a bus?
Like a small hot interstate sign as you enter.
Okay,
like,
welcome to Stratford.
And then, like, a mile down, it's, like, home of Jake Triplett, 500,000 yeah. views on his debut special, I think is what we push for.
Yeah, I think highway sign and then, like, high school, like, shrine of fame. We probably have something like that inside of there.
Mm.
And then,
Hall of Fame.
And then next up
I had a
is
buddy,
the water tower.
A butt of mine, I mean, out of nowhere. Clearly, he's bored at work, but he's like, hey, man, just letting you know, I submitted you to the our high school and memorial Hall of Fame. Like, what? He found some, like, website that surely no one's checked in.
It's not an active website.
Some random credit card is paying $6 a year for the domain. And it was Someone sent me too, the Edmond, Oklahoma Wikipedia page. Notable figures. No way. Maybe there's like 80 names, and towards the bottom, I'm on there. I couldn't believe it. So I think that's digitally, that's probably, if you get on the Wikipedia, notable figures. That's, I've hit that stride, but I think it goes maybe, there's like a marquee. It's not permanent. And then you get the sign.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the water
tower. The water tower is big. Yeah, that's great.
So those things are really filled with water.
I don't know. There was a rumor that these two towers in Springfield were filled with pickles when I grew up.
I'm sure.
And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I have no like reason to like, I can't physically prove you wrong, but like, there's just no way that it's filled with pickles, right? So, you know, like it just can't be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like I count them out totally.
But. Yeah, but it's like, right? Like, that's just, can we just not argue this and just agree it's probably not filled with pickles?
Wait, Derek, what were you going to say?
We should get someone to edit the Stratford Wikipedia.
So I would, yeah, we should. I was literally pulling up. Stratford, Missouri, Wikipedia. Stratford is a city in eastern Greene County.
That's us. Do you know that? Oh, yeah.
Part of the Springfield, Missouri metro area. City's population is 2,561 people.
Not bad.
Okay. Demographics.
Democrats, zero.
In 1990... There's 1,166 people there. So y'all have doubled up in your lifetime.
Thriving. Big time. We're up to 2 stoplights. No joke. 2, guys.
It said there was 867 households. 54% were married couples.
Good for us.
Okay. 14% were female with no husband present. Okay. Uh-oh. So there's a good ratio there.
It's one way of looking at it.
You might have to go back there. Let's see here. About 9.9% of families were below the poverty line. Just keep that in mind.
Want to send any donations back?
0.65% Native American.
Well,
so I guess
our nickname, Stratford Indians.
Well, y'all have successfully ran them out of town. One person there? What's the math on that? What's 0.65% of 2,500? Okay. You're better at math than I am.
No, I'm just
Have been an engineer. 0.65 of 2,500. Wait. I don't know if I should be proud of this.
0.0065, right? Times 2,500.
Point. Yes.
16.
16.
We have 16 Native Americans.
Home of the Stratford Indians.
So yeah, the sign should say, we're all Indians, but 16 have earned it.
Yeah, 16. Actually, yeah. 0.33% African American. How many black guys were in your school?
Well,
or girls?
We had, I think, 2 that I graduated with.
Okay.
Quentin and Brandon.
So 16 is about half. So there's probably 8.
So we have 8. So honestly, my class was
0.05% Asian. Did you know that guy?
Yeah.
And then 98% white.
That's fascinating.
There's it's amazing, this data on the gender, 52% female. I'm telling you,
I gotta get back there.
Gotta get back. There's no references to pop. I mean, do you know of any prominent people, celebs, if you will, from Stratford?
I think the
it would definitely be listed here if there was.
There, I think like the governor was like from there or had a house there or something. Like Roy Blunt. The Blunt family is something with Stratford, I thought, at some point.
Okay. Will someone edit Stratford?
Just a notable figures.
Notable figures. Start a new tab and put Jake Triplett.
And then make up whatever you want. Honestly, I don't even care. Yeah. Have fun.
Send us a screenshot.
Yeah. DM me.
Oh, that was very
Entertaining. I think the old senator might have been from Stratford. He didn't even make it on there, so that's not good for me. Yeah, hometown is Stratford, Missouri, and he was a senator.
Notable people, Edmond, Oklahoma. I'm telling you, we got some PGA Tour players. I'm talking some basketball players. Bill Self.
Okay. Rock Chalk.
Trey Kennedy, internet comedian and musician.
Okay.
I love I get musician out there. That's my favorite whenever someone calls me like an author, a musician. They just quickly Googled like products that have been out there. It's like, I'm not an author, musician, singer, maybe.
Yeah. He is desperately pursuing his music career. He has put out 7 songs in the last 4 years.
Jeez. Blake Griffin.
Okay, there you go. That's more fun.
Kelly Gregg.
Last name is Gregg.
I thought you might know. He was he won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs.
Oh. Kelly Gregg. Cool. Two first names. Kelly Gregg. How old is this guy?
That's it.
Oh, big boy. G with two. Or Gregg with two G's. Cool. Notable figures. That's fun. Hey, everyone listening, Google your hometown. Have some fun. Let us know in the comments what you thought.
Throw whatever you want on there. That's how that works.
Yeah, and also make some adjustments to mine. Thank you. Good.
Shout out Stratford. What else is going on? We've, I really want to talk about this. Are you keeping up with this? I loved keeping up with this abroad, and we're maybe a little late to it. It's still going. I saw it was live. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard case. This is good entertainment. I swear, this... it has however many million, this has been viewed more than any Johnny Depp movie combined.
Yeah. Because a lot this of this trial is about like her saying things to gain more work. Johnny Depp, because of this, losing work. And it's like, I mean, you're getting what you both wanted right now. Mm-hmm. You were getting your name in the headlines.
You sure are. I mean, could he win an Oscar for this? I mean, the box office numbers have to be insane.
What does the Academy grade and where do they draw the line? Is it at judges? Are there judges present? I don't know. I don't know how judges work.
I don't know how it works. whose side are you on?
I think America's side, Justice's side. I'll wait till I hear a verdict, and then I'll tell you whose side I'm on.
That's what I'm talking about. That's true. We trust that. We are big. Say what you want about this podcast, but we are pro...
due process, guys.
Big due process, guys.
Yeah, really into
jury of your own peers. Shout out, Katie got jury duty recently, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
And she was late running out the door, which she always does, which I love.
It's a fun thing.
And she finally goes, and she calls me. She's like, well, I was late and I walked in. They're like, we already got it. You're good for 3 years. She's like, see, being late isn't always that bad.
That's how it's done.
And so I put her through a 2-week trial to teach her a lesson. So she got out of it. But dude, I'm really enjoying I'm deep in the TikToks with this.
Yeah,
it's been hilarious. You know, they're professional entertainers, so it's excellent. They're like prosecuting him. I think that's the word. They're like, Johnny, you and Miss Hurt, you'd say you guys are about the same size, yes? And he goes, I screwed it up.
Dang it!
They said you're significantly bigger than Miss Hurt. Wouldn't you agree? He goes, I wouldn't say that. And it like pans over to her and she's like fuming and he's trying not to laugh. Great burn. It was a great little burn.
You're significantly bigger than her. Not anymore.
Define significant.
Not recently.
But the highlights are, I guess she threw a bottle at him and nearly cut his finger off.
Okay.
She defecated on his side of the bed.
Okay. I see that headline a lot. I've never seen the clip of that, though, like the audio. What transpired? Like, how did this come about? Was it the judge's fault?
Was there an audio clip?
Oh, I don't know. How do we know this? How do we know this happened?
Oh, there was an audio clip, actually. You want me to play it for you?
I don't know. I've just seen the headlines.
You want me to play it?
Yeah,
here,
please.
I found it right here.
Yeah.
I don't like when you talk to me like that.
Okay, so...
And that's all they played, which, you know, they were the Heard's lawyers were kind of arguing like, what does that really prove? But it's a pretty clear, I think it's obvious from the audio what she was doing.
And I liked the defense attorney's line after that, and he said, "You know what you just heard," kind of a play on words. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "That those are pooping noises." Crowd went nuts.
Yeah, there's clips of she's calling him scissor hands and. He was scissor hands, wasn't he?
Yeah.
She's like, why is your finger bleeding? Thought they were made of scissors.
Wait, there's like home footage?
No, she didn't say that.
Oh, I was like, that's amazing.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I was like, is this how they talk to each other?
There are funny clips of her being like, oh, you're going to cry? You're going to cry now? It's like so mean. He seems like a sensitive fellow. He's like, oh, yeah, police. Yeah, call the police. Tell them a grown man wants his mommy. I mean, it's...
It sounds scary.
Could you imagine?
Oh, man.
Sweetie?
I should get more into it. Because, yeah, I mean, I see stuff come across my phone and I watch some of it, but we're going on 3 weeks. I think they just closed 3 weeks of this trial going on. So there's a lot to take in. And I guess we're moving on to week four.
I literally saw on YouTube, it was like live this morning. So I don't know how long it goes on.
Some guy's just in there. He snuck a phone in. He's just live streaming on Twitch.
I don't know how it works, man. But it is good stuff. So we'll see. Yeah, we don't want to speak too soon. We want to see.
Let due process take its course and.
Due process.
Yeah. Good.
Cool.
Can't wait for the next Pirates movie. Mm. Should be good. What else?
Should be good.
The girl from Dr. Phil, Catch Me Outside, how about that? Has made some money by posting to a website. In fact, she made $52 million this year on OnlyFans. How do you feel about that?
It's capitalism, man. She's a genius.
I think that's why people subscribe and they send her money. Because of how big her brain is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They love her big brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're like, here, take it, invest it.
Invest it.
You're smarter than I am.
It's a bank, basically.
It's better in your hands than mine. Yeah.
The returns are crazy.
Yeah. You used to get in fist fights with strange men at the age of 12. You were on Dr. Phil.
She has tapped into something very bizarre because.
$50 million is so much.
Because a lot of gals are doing OnlyFans, teach their own. And
a lot of them are taking their clothes off. She is not.
She's not, I guess. She is very young. Maybe that's, she's very young. I don't know if I don't know.
Maybe it's a Dr. Phil, just Dr. fandom. Phil. Just people love the show.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Is he supporting it?
Maybe, we find out. Most of this came from one donor.
Should have invested, yeah. Dr. Phil, Catch Me Outside. That is, I mean, I guess kind of sad, but. I mean, $50 million is so much money. She could just be like, just log out and go live her life.
I mean, she's done. If she wants to be done, she could be done. Like, that's, I think last year, Patrick Mahomes signed like the biggest contract in the NFL ever. And it calculated out to $50 million a year. I remember being like, whoa, that's crazy. Everyone's doing all the stats. I'm like, he makes this much every 5 minutes. He makes $100 every second. That's her.
I remember Adam Schefter was like, he makes almost as much as Bad Baby. And people are like, that is impressive. That's crazy.
Advanced analytics right there. Advanced metrics.
It is fascinating what like a free market can create. You know, it's like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is just really good at sports. He's worked hard and he has some of the most pressure on him in America. And she was on Dr. Phil for
being a troubled teen.
The scum of the earth. And now she makes more money than any of us will. America.
I think the real winner here is OnlyFans.com. I mean, that, like, she shared screenshots of her earnings. They made $10 million off of her.
That's true.
That's just a website. I mean, they didn't do anything.
Yeah, if she's really leveling up, she needs to get on her own platform.
Yes, badbaby.org. Well, maybe,
that's what we should do. Hey, we have your domain ready?
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't support that.
Actually,
second thought, I don't know.
Hold on a sec.
We just show up in Lamborghinis and stuff. Like, what business venture do you get into? Like, you ever watch Dr. Phil?
You ever watched it late at night?
Let me tell you something.
Anyway, I flew here first class.
Maybe we won't. We'll let her do her thing. But
just kind of crazy. It's just an absurd amount of money. So good for her.
Yeah, proud of her.
Yep. Proud of her and
50 million.
I'll DM her. I'll tell her I'm proud of her.
You gotta imagine some weird things are happening right now with parents who are like, they're appalled their child's doing OnlyFans. They're like, well, Dad, I made $17 million last year. He's like,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. Doing what now? Ugh. I just think it's strange. People, there's so many people paying for this.
Yeah, I don't, like, part of me is, like, intrigued by it, and then part of me is, like, don't even think about it. Don't even let your mind wander into, like, how this is all functioning and working.
You're going to start one, and then you're going to take your clothes off.
And then next thing you know, I'm a part of it, because I'm intrigued by it, and then I'm earning tips, and then...
And $12 million later.
It is fascinating, though, because what these men are paying for is free otherwise on, you know, elsewhere on the internet. Know, it's just like,
come on, man,
this is so fascinating.
You gotta need monthly updates from this person.
Yeah, it's like, if we, yeah, it's like, how fun would that be if Patrick Mahomes, like, for example, it's just like, you can't see my highlights on SportsCenter anymore. Or, you know what, you can watch them all you want on SportsCenter, but on my website you can pay for
naked.
Them.
Oh. All right, sorry, I didn't know you were going with that.
Yeah, in a way, sure.
With an interesting brand move.
Just like athletes are like, hey, you can see the same stuff anywhere else, but if you want to see it on a different website, you can pay me for it. People are like, sure, great, show us your feet.
And then they move so fast.
And then you have good footwork in the pocket, is what I meant.
Uh-huh.
And then they just earn all this money. Just start charging for weird stuff. Just make it exclusive.
That's weird.
I don't know.
How were your couple weeks?
They were good. You know, if you want to take another vacation again, I'd say, hey, you deserve it, man.
You deserve it, man.
Get on out of here. Yeah, I played a lot of golf, but also we're productive. Brad and I got together. We shot a lot of videos for Jean Shorts with Derek. We also are still getting the girls' channel, Girls Gone Mild, up off the ground. So Trey kind of got out of the country as soon as we launched that channel. You know, I thought he was really into it. I thought he was excited about it. And then the timing was weird.
Go subscribe. I just got to know that we're going to get monetized.
So. Oh, cool. So there'll be at least one or two videos.
We'll get those up going. Yeah. That's fun. So, yeah, you guys did it was really fun to be out and about and just see a video get posted.
Yeah, I'm sure that was kind of cool. Yeah. Just seeing that the machine's still running.
Yeah.
Even when you're gone. And
y'all did an excellent job. What's up?
We work better when you're not here. Yeah.
The same, or the... Yeah, it was more effective, actually.
Yeah, what is that, Michael in the office? They're like, you don't need to be here, Michael? Like, nope, they actually work better when I'm gone. She's like, really? No, they actually work... Well, yeah, because they have to make up for the time when I'm here or whatever. No, they work the same. They work the same whether same, I'm gone or here.
Promise.
There's no difference. Great. But yeah, it was fine. It was a good time.
Good.
Just chilled here. Didn't do much.
Good. Well,
yeah.
Thanks, Rectees. That was a fun episode. Glad to be back, and we're hitting the road. So
yeah, come see us. We're gonna be in the big City Apple. The big mm-hmm. I don't know what big Granny Smith this weekend. So yeah. Come see us.
Among other places, Wilmington, Delaware.
That's what I was referring to.
Okay, same. Thanks, y'all. Subscribe, share, and we'll talk to you next week.
Peace. Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.